on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Republican Party's nominee for the vice presidency, J.D. Vance from Ohio, is keen on the working man, getting a fair share, keen on developing the skills for the working man so that he is represented in the halls of power. Well, it might be that he's already represented by the Republican Party, but not the way you think. We welcome Veronique Duregy of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently a Creator Syndicate about three or four parts of Washington that everybody loves: subsidies, bailouts, tax breaks, and government-granted privileges. Veronique, a very good evening to you. I think that that is the murderer's row of the tax dollar. Who gets those subsidies? Who supplies? Who rewards them, and who pays for it? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Not the working man. That's not who gets them. Really, for the most part, a lot of the subsidies and tax expenditures and things like this, I mean, they're usually received by, especially the corporate one, by big corporations. Like if you take the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a big chunk of spending under the Biden administration, I mean, all of these are going to enormously wealthy companies for a lot of projects that they were going to do anyway. So that's who gets them.
And does the Republican Party at any point hesitate, or is it part of the feeding of the corporations?
Well, so in fairness, they say they're going to be getting rid of the Inflation Reduction Act, green energy subsidies. That said, I mean, I'd be really happy if they do it. And I wonder, because when they're going to announce that they're serious about doing it, they're going to start having, you know, lobbyists knocking on their doors, and we'll see whether they lose their result. But there are so many other subsidies, right, that would be great to get rid of. For instance, like those new populists of the right, they say they have a beef against Wall Street. Okay, great. Next time there's a crisis, don't bail them out. Don't bail them out. Don't bail the airlines, right? I mean, the airlines the head of Delta has actually said that one of the things that he learned during the pandemic is that the government is going to be there and have their backs. This is not actually, you know, doing a favor to these corporations who then are just ill-prepared and are really behaving like Boeing, I wanted to say. But anyway, so it's there's just a lot of things that if they are truly populist who have a beef with the big corporations, and they want to do something that is not, you know, counterproductive, and they actually would be restoring more fairness, it's like, just cut all these subsidies.
All right. There's another thing the Republican Party is keen to promote, and J.D. Vance is in this fashion. They're going to raise corporate income tax, and that'll show them. Who pays for that?
Well, so it's also important to say that the president, President Trump, and most Republicans don't want to do this. They don't want to raise the corporate income tax. In fact, the first Trump tax cuts reduced the federal the corporate income tax from 35%, where it was the highest in the world, to 21%. But, you know, J.D. Vance is in favor of raising the corporate income tax. Senator Hawley is in favor of raising the corporate income tax. You know, pundits like Orrin Cass, very, very, very eager to raise the corporate income tax. And I could go on and on and on. All the populists, they have really changed the Republican position on this. They're still a minority, but they exist. And the reason why it's actually, you know, interesting is because corporations don't pay the corporate income tax. I mean, they're only people pay the corporate income tax. And effectively, those who shoulder the corporate income tax are workers in the form of lower wages, consumers in the form of higher prices, and then shareholder in the form of lower dividends, which then means, you know, lower investments and lower growth. So anyway, so it's really not, you're not sticking it to the corporations. So that's just the wrong way of doing it. Just go and get rid of subsidies.
Industrial policy. What is that, and who's promoting it, and who pays for it?
Well, the last time we were really talking about industrial policy was like in the 80s, and it was a big thing in the 70s and 80s, and then it ended when it was really obvious that usually it doesn't work, and it's mostly cronyism, and it's missed a lot of malinvestments, or when the products finally come out after the government has decided that we should favor a particular industry and to produce a particular product, it got discredited. But there have been people on the right started to talk about how we should use industrial policy to promote some national interest, and it's often done in the name that is going to revive manufacturing, especially manufacturing jobs. But, you know, that too is not going to happen. Most of industrial policy is cronyism. Again, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIP Act, I mean, they're done under the banner of industrial policy for the left. And it's gone to, I mean, under the CHIP Act, I mean, Intel, a big, big, big successful company, is getting billions of dollars. I've heard like between $5 and $10 billion for something that they were already doing. So that's not really pro-worker.
And the tariffs, the Republican candidate, Mr. Trump, and the Republican candidate, Mr. Vance, are keen on tariffs to punish China and also to protect the American worker. Do they work? Who pays for them?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you... If you are trying to actually raise prices, they work. Tariffs absolutely raise prices. And what they're supposed to be doing is by raising prices of goods on which the tariffs have been, applied to, then supposedly consumers of these goods are going to turn to domestic industry instead of importing goods. The problem with this is like half of what we import are inputs that exporters and American producers use to produce American goods. So you're effectively making the production of American goods, more expensive. And that, again, to the extent that the producers can shift the cost onto consumers, they will. So you're making things more expensive for everyone.
The CHIPS Act was billions of dollars, whatever it is, to bring the chip making industry home to America. And yet that's government money, borrowed government money. And I believe that the workers get to pay for the subsidy that goes to special corporations. Is that correct? And
yes.
That money then creates inflation that the wage earner has to pay for as well.
Yes. And the CHIP Act was roughly $52 billion in subsidies to big companies. And first, a lot of them are facing real labor shortages,
right,
because of a lot of the restriction. But also, one of the things that's happening is, to the extent that they're going to be producing semiconductors, they're going to be second tier stuff. So
30 seconds, Avernie, so, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. But those subsidies, they're going to have to be paid for at some point. And that they are paid for either in the form of higher taxes in the future or inflation.
Veronique Tourigy of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Battle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.